Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT Live special number 170, recorded September 10th, 2013. The new iPhones. TWiT Live's breaking news coverage is brought to you by Slingbox. Get your Slingbox today at Best Buy or Amazon, or check it out at slingbox.com/TWiT. September 10th, 2013. Leo Laporte here, Sarah Lane, Chris Breen in studio. And look over there, the original iPhone fanatic, Mr. Scott Bourne, wearing his Scott Bourne cap.
Hello, Leo.
Hey, Scott.
Good to see you, friend.
Where are you living these days? Somewhere with terrible bandwidth, apparently.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in Vegas right now. But part of this is because I have a face built for radio. We've done this to protect those women of childbearing age who would actually see me and then lose their ability to have a child later.
So glad you could join us today. It's really nice to have the original iPhone vest guy on with us to take a look at what we think will be new iPhones. I'm pretty sure. The event has already begun. Tim Cook more punctual than I am. But all they're talking about right now is the iTunes Festival in London, so you're not missing anything. No live feed, I'm sorry to say, of the event this year.
Unless you're in China.
Yeah, or Berlin.
Unless you're in China.
We might get a rogue one.
We're going to try to get
one of these minutes.
We're going to try to get in on that action. Think we could? With a little Pro XPN action? Get our Singapore bandwidth. Well, fortunately, there are people in the hall. Now, this is at Apple's Town Hall, which is a very small spot.
Yeah, this is not a big venue. So this is not like going to one of the Moscone's and being overwhelmed with people.
About 150 people, I think, in there. Last time I was there was the iPod Socks event. I think you were there.
I was there.
and the Apple Hi-Fi. We went upstairs. There is a demo room, a large demo room upstairs.
Yeah.
And in the case of the Apple Hi-Fi, they had they made it into a house with a bedroom where the kids were juniors listening.
That was a very interesting event for a product that kind of went.
Yeah, I don't think they make either of those products anymore.
No.
What is the symbolism of having it at such a small event?
Well, they often do this when they do iPhone events.
This is where the original iPod was announced in 2001. Right. I remember that.
Yeah.
This is their own campus. It's the only place they have until they build the new spaceship campus.
So. Right, right. So they tend to do these fall events there. They want to keep them kind of small.
Right.
Even though lots of news generally comes out of these things, particularly if it's something like a new iPhone. So not unusual that they're doing this. I don't think it reflects at all on how they view the significance of the event.
They're showing Lady Gaga. They're showing the iTunes Festival. They're talking about retail. This is the typical beginning of an Apple event. Tim Cook is on stage, and they're going to talk numbers. But he's just now turned it. This month, our attention turns home. So I have a feeling this is where they're going to brighten our day. Are you ready for their day to be your day to be brightened, Sarah Lane?
You think talking retail stores is the
everybody?
That's
loves
not
retail.
Enough.
That's not enough. Huh? Poor Sarah is still laboring with an iPhone 4S.
That's not true. I've got a 5.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm the one with a 4S.
Come on. Well,
I got a 5 too, Leo.
Understandably, Leo gets us mixed up.
To get one that works.
Are you still using iPhones, Scott Bourne, or have you somebody?
Not exclusively. I have, believe it or not, a Windows phone.
Wow.
No comment.
Yes. I have the HTC Windows 8, whatever.
8X is a nice phone. Don't expect that to be made for much longer now that Microsoft and Nokia are in bed together. It looks, I doubt very much either.
Well, I know. I just keep remembering the time that you, about, I don't know, 6 years ago, you came up to me all excited with your Nokia phone saying, Scott, you're a photographer. You're going to love the camera and this thing. As you went to do the demo, you crashed the phone. Then Andy came up to me with the same phone. Said, Scott, you're a photographer. You're going to love the camera and this thing. Went to do the demo and crashed the phone. I missed those days.
Scott, of course, is focusing. Always has been a great professional photographer. In fact, your cranes in the fire mist I still have on my boss's wall. She took it from me.
Thank you. Very nice.
But photofocus.com is his website. And I'm surprised you don't have the Lumia 1020, frankly, because that's the camera phone to beat right now.
Well, you know, I do own real cameras.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that.
So you know, I figured the iPhone 5 camera is pretty cool, but they send me so much junk to go with the iPhone 5 that I can't get away from it. I got about 100 conversion lenses and apps, and so
it's still a good camera phone. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, and I expect we'll see an improved phone today. They've shifted to iOS 7, so we probably should pay attention to what's going on at the stage. Tim Cook, this month we've been hard at work completing iOS 7. Next month we'll ship the 700 millionth iOS device. That is a wow. large number. And you know, I was thinking about. Go ahead, Scott.
The part where Borat comes on and says that'll never work.
I'm thinking about the mobile gaming environment, because this is one of the things that's happened with the iPhone and the iPad, is they've taken over mobile gaming from the traditional players like Nintendo. Nintendo has only sold 100 million of any of its units. Yeah. All right, we're going to start talking iOS 7.
Craig Federighi is taking the stage.
He's the one with the second nicest hair after Chris Breen.
Yeah, looking sharp, Greg.
Better hair than Chris.
Well, I think he works at it, though. I think there's product in that hair.
Apple Store is closed, of course, is a Tuesday morning tradition with Apple events. The curiosity I have about the iOS 7 update is when we'll get it. Mm-hmm. If we'll get it on our iPhone 5s, if we'll get it on our existing iPads in this week or next month.
I've actually held off just because I wanted it to be as stable as possible.
Mm-hmm. I know that it's gotten more stable
as new developer versions have been released, but I don't really see the point of using buggy software.
So if you're just joining us, though, there's no live stream from Apple unless you're in Berlin or China, and we are not yet able to grab that, although keep an eye out on Ustream. Somebody's going to rebroadcast that, I'm sure. So what we're working on off is the same thing you are probably, those live blogs. You're following... Ooh, Sarah Lane.
The Virgin and Gadget are my live blogs of choice.
So I will move off of those two.
Well, you don't have to.
Who are you following? Of course, Jason Snell.
Macworld, naturally.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Breen's following his boss.
I'm following Twit TV.
For the best commentary, Twit TV. Yeah, let me. Okay, I won't do what you guys are doing, so let's try. Who's left? And Gadget, The Verge.
Is ours doing it?
Let's try Ars Technica.
Probably.
I like Ars Technica's coverage. I think John Siracusa is probably the best guy when it comes to analyzing the OS.
Oh, yeah.
Out.
I mean, just, you know? And it may take weeks for his review to come out, but it's huge.
If you can so read 500-page reviews.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they are live blogging.
CNN's covering the iPhone 4 announcement today.
Seems like they're going through the iOS 7 feature set pretty quickly. Probably because we've heard this in greater detail right. Just a few months ago.
Tab overview in Safari, multitasking UI, edge to edge, pull down from the home screen, search for whatever it is you need.
Siri's improved, so they say.
There was room for a little improvement.
Yeah, just a smidge.
This is a very competitive area, frankly. Yeah. And Nick Bilton's doing a thank you, Twitter person. Nick Bilton's doing a live blog for the New York Times, so I'm going to run over there, too.
Nice.
It's interesting who gets in the room and who doesn't.
Yeah.
With such a small room, that's the 150 elite of the Apple Press Corps, I would say. Maybe not even 150, because you got to have room for the first couple of rows of Apple employees. So.
Yeah, and Al Gore takes up a couple of seats.
Marissa Meyer there as well.
Not
Marissa Meyer's
there. It's
not
there. A weight mm-hmm. issue. It's
that's just, interesting.
He needs somewhere to put his briefcase.
I bet you Al's sitting next to Marissa. What do you think?
Well, he was chatting with Eddie Q earlier, but I think that was just to get more Leonard Skinner.
New ringtones, everybody. Woo!
Al is on the, by the way, on the board of Apple Board of Directors, so he is probably there with the rest of the board of directors. Marissa Meyer, though,
is what's her name? Is what's her name there to tell us that there's no need for professional photographers again?
Really? When Remember was that? That? I don't. You that,
that
obviously
was like the first week she was on the job,
stabbed in the heart.
You know, there's no such thing as professional photography anymore.
It's all equal.
Hence, we're going to make Flickr the place where everybody gets their imagery.
Scott's never going to forgive that.
Now, see, Craig Federighi is working the hair angle for his reminder. It says pick up shampoo and conditioner.
More textured ringtones. Actually, the iPhone ringtone has become an archetype in many ways. The timbales.
Yeah, the marimba thing.
Marimbas, that's it. Yeah. And most people, I think, change off of it. But you see on TV and movies all the time.
Yeah. Or you have people who just recently purchased an iPhone. They've all got them in their pockets. And there are 12 people there, and one goes off, and everybody dives to the pocket trying to figure out, oh, no.
Camera roll is replaced. This is something you'll be interested in, Scott. They have changed. You're going to love this. They've changed the aspect ratio. It's now square on the camera.
That's
a la Instagram. Live photo effects while shooting or after the fact. This is very Instagrammatic. Camera roll replaced by groups or moments based on time or location.
Kind of an interesting Siri feature. If I say, what's Leo Laporte saying, it'll bring up your most recent tweets.
I like that.
Although you have to remember that saying means Twitter.
Right.
Because Twitter's baked into iOS.
Should be tweeting.
Yeah. Well, that probably works too.
Twitter and Facebook baked in, of course. Share sheets. Have been updated, I think, with new places to share as well. They're showing the really beautiful new timeline view on the camera roll where you see little tiny, weeny, teeny thumbnails. But they're legible thumbnails. That's what's amazing. Although, when you look at that image.
Well, you can't expand that, so it's not, you're not trying to figure out what that is.
AirDrop means anybody with a nearby phone will show up and will Wi-Fi beam your picture. Picture over, kind of somewhat like the Samsung feature they've been touting for the last couple of years.
Yeah, and that's built in all over the place. So you'll find that almost in every sharing pane that you go into.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. I mean, you don't have to bump somebody's phone.
AirDrop is something we use every day in our office.
Yeah. It's a very convenient way of getting stuff around,
You know, before the show...
SneakerNet.
Right.
Before the show, Chris and I were saying, gosh, you know, 2 hours, this might be a bit of a stretch since there's not that much to announce. But they certainly are rushing through iOS 7.
Yeah. And it seems to be through most of the features of it one by one. It looks like almost like a punch list or an outline.
Mm. Well, because they've already done all this at WWDC.
The new Mac Pro today, Leo?
I don't think we will. And I know, Scott, you're probably very interested. I remember standing on a street corner outside the San Francisco Apple Store with you and about 8 Mac Pros.
Yes, you were my driver and getaway man as I bought my 8 Mac Pros. I just thought to myself, how funny this is. We're standing in front of the flagship Mac store in San Francisco, me and you, during the heyday of Mac Break Weekly. It was a good thing there weren't 700 screaming Mac people around.
You would have lost one or two of those, I think.
I know. Actually, I think the Mac Pro, I'm worried about it. I'm worried that it's going to be like what they've been doing. Aperture's been turned into iPhoto. Final Cut's been turned into iMovie. Is the Mac Pro going to be turned into the Mac Wish It Were a Pro?
Yeah, maybe. I think there's something to be said for that.
Based on the specs I've seen.
I think we'll see that next month, probably. And I wonder if they'll bundle it with Pro apps. I would expect something like that, where to underscore the Pro.
Yeah, depending on the price. I mean, if they're going to charge premium dollars.
The software costs them nothing. That's why.
Yeah, throw that stuff.
Throw that in. Yeah. It's just bits, and it makes it more valuable. You know, we're talking, I'm sure, at least
iOS 7 on September 18th.
September 18th. So we have our first date.
Yay!
And that's one of the things about iOS, unlike Android, pretty much everybody upgrades when it's available. It's a pretty unified universe.
Although I think in this case, because iOS 7 is so shockingly different, I think a lot of people are going to upgrade and pick up their device and go, holy moly.
iPhone 4 and later, and iPad mini, and iPad second gen and up.
Okay.
Which is, that's great news. I wasn't sure that would be the case.
We'd heard Apple was training its geniuses at its stores over the last few weeks and the phone support people to handle the, what the hell happened to my phone call?
Yeah, exactly.
Siri improved. New mail voice, we knew this. New voice commands, including searching Wikipedia and other sites on the web. So this is all pretty much what we saw at WWDC, right, Chris Breen? There's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just a rehash of these things. Maybe they're talking about some of the refinements where they didn't have more details and now they do.
Right. He's now talking about iWork, the app suite that has not been updated
forever. But this looks like, because of the icon, it looks like it's the mobile versions of these.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
He may be talking about the web version where you can share that, you can work on it on a PC.
That's been in beta for a few months now.
Yeah.
It works quite well, even on non-Apple products.
Yeah, and it really
browsers.
Moves that suite forward if people on other platforms can use it.
Yeah.
Is there an assumption that iBooks will work on the new iOS 7 devices?
Golly, if it didn't, that would be a problem.
It would be, and it would also make me sad.
You're an iBooks reader as opposed to Kindle?
No, I sell iBooks.
Oh, even more important. Do you use Author, the free authoring program, to make those?
We do, and it is one of the most awesome tools Apple's ever invented. We have animation, video, audio. In fact, we even have a panoramic photo in our first iBook, and Apple asked us how we did it. We said, well, we used your software. They said, yeah, but how did you do it?
It's not on the feature set.
Because we don't know.
Talking about
it's actually very cool.
The iWork suite on the iPad and iMovie as well.
iPhoto, powerful photographic tools at your fingertips. I do like iPhoto on the iPad. I think it's a nice...
That's always your favorite photo app.
What do you think, Scott? I know that you're an Aperture crazed lunatic.
Actually, I've switched to Lightroom.
Oh, my God. me too, because they haven't updated Aperture in 3 years.
It's been about 3 years since Apple did anything with anything pro-related. So, you know me. I sat next to you at the second keynote after Aperture 1. He said they're going to kill it. And I said, no, they're not. And it was the first slide. Aperture. I got you one time. You got me 100, but I got you one. I think iPhoto is a very competent program for amateurs. And I do use one feature in it. I like to make cards with it.
Mm-hmm.
So but basically iPhoto has been beefed up to be more like Aperture, and Aperture has been dumbed down to be more like iPhoto. So most pros have moved to Lightroom.
Here's some big news. All five apps, Keynote, Pages, Numbers, iPhoto, and iMovie are now free. Previously, $10 and $5 for iPhoto.
That's right.
That's a big deal. And that is that bundling thing. And I predict we're going to see a lot more of that from Apple. This is a differentiator for Apple.
But not GarageBand. So they're going to stick it to the musicians still.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. September 18th. And the apps will be free. This is competing with Google, of course, which offers a suite of apps on Android that make it the official Google experience.
Well, they're not going to be free on the Mac,
right?
In the Mac store, and that's one thing that Google can still say.
Right.
It's all free, no matter what device you're on.
Yeah.
Which is why a lot of people will stick with Google Drive. I mean, the Google iWork apps are nice, though. I think it was probably just a little cost prohibitive. People had other options.
Right. All right, now we'd like to talk about iPhones. So the subject moves. Tim Cook's still on stage, and now we're talking about iPhone. The most successful first year of any iPhone we've ever done, the iPhone 5, which surprised me. I really didn't expect that kind of uptake on the iPhone 5, but people loved it.
You know, I met somebody the other day who had never seen an iPhone 5, and she goes, oh, it's so long and weird. I was like, wow.
I remember that was my first reaction, too.
That was everybody's first reaction. I hadn't seen it so delayed.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten how weird it seemed at first.
Well, I wonder about if that's about the availability global, that's where the number... I mean, he didn't specify in the U.S., so it may be they opened up the China market, and so...
Yeah.
Here we go. In the past, when we've announced a new iPhone, we've lowered the price of the current model. This year, we're not going to do that. And this is what we expected, two new models to move everybody to the 5 platform, which really will be a big benefit to iOS 7, which, you know, because of the particle engine and so forth.
Two new designs.
Well, that's interesting. We didn't expect two. Well, I guess a fingerprint reader would be a new design, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, chassis. I think he means hardware design.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm wondering. Are we going to see a new chassis on the iPhone 5S? Let's see.
Well, so 5S and the 5C.
5C, right. Phil Schiller taking the stage now to
if they just change the camera, they can say it's a new design.
Phil's the chief of marketing at Apple and a longtime employee. Goes back pre-Steve Jobs era. And there's an outline.
Interesting.
iPhone 5C.
All right.
So that name...
They stuck with it.
Is true.
Is true. The 5 cheap, I'm calling it, but I think they're going to say the C stands for color. And it won't be... I don't think it will be that inexpensive.
No. No, nobody's expecting like a $99 phone, and of course, they're going to prove me wrong.
The thing to watch on the bingo card is many analysts agree they need to have a phone that sells off contract prepaid for $350. Right. I don't think Apple's going to be able to get that low, but let's see. Let's watch carefully. That price is going to be a big determinant. Many analysts said if they can get a phone out at $350, this is going to be a huge seller in countries where prepaid, you know, the U.S. is one of the few places where you do on contract. Subsidized phone.
Schiller says a few of you may have seen some shots on the web, and that's cool because everybody is really excited about this. We love leaks. We love them.
Don't New tell app. That lady from the PR department that looks like she used to work at a boot camp that because
Katie Cotton is saying,
to keep everything
"Why I oughta." You're watching live coverage of the Apple event. There is no streaming video unless you're in China or Berlin, but we're doing our best to cover it. Meta coverage using, of course, all the other sites that are. In the room.
There are colors.
Our own Andy Anako is there. Green, white, blue, pink, and yellow.
What happened to gold?
That's coming. That's going to be the S.
That's on the 5S.
Okay.
These are plastic-backed phones.
These look horrible.
Well, they're not for you, Scott. You're the guy who had the iPhone vest made. This is not for you.
Wait. They look like a bunch of badly painted Lamborghinis.
I don't hate the yellow one. I actually kind of think that's cute.
Back
in I bet Apple goes with that next week. Sarah says she doesn't hate the yellow.
Back and sides are made are unibody polycarbonate.
I don't like
the front is a single glass multi-touch surface. No beams or seams or joints or lines. As Phil Schiller says, absolutely gorgeous. And we always go with Phil's take on that. iOS 7 and the color of your phone will match out of the box. They go really great together. The team has created a cool line of custom cases just for the 5C because cases really are a profit center.
Oh, sure.
A little bit of, a few cents of plastic. You can sell it for $39.99 and you're golden. They're made from...
Something like 91% of the booths in Macworld are cases, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, why should Apple let that market go?
And they've got a camera and a flash on the back.
The cases are made from, ladies and gentlemen, the same material made that B-52 bomber tires are made out of, silicone rubber.
Went to the moon.
Circular cutouts show the color underneath so you can have contrasting colors.
Is that ever going to look good unless there's a
You know, it's interesting. With the white Moto, one? With the Moto X has done something very similar with the color. You customize the trim in the back.
Yeah.
And the front. I mean, But we don't have cutouts like that. That's really cool.
Is it?
This is not aimed for the U.S. market. It's really not aimed for the U.S. market.
You know, and it doubles
market.
As a cheese grater, so you can always just...
I'm missing something here.
Phil Schiller says when you pick up and hold the 5C for the first time, you'll be blown away by the quality. All right. This is to under... This, they're saying this to remind you it's not a cheap iPhone.
Right.
Made of hard-coated polycarbonate.
Except that it is.
Built with new construction method inside, steel-reinforced, which helps amplify the antenna. 4-inch retina display. This is smaller than the 5C. 4-inch. This is not a 4.7-inch, so, right? 4-inch. No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I forgot. I'm living in a different world now.
Yeah.
Four inch is normal.
4-inch is this.
Yeah.
4-inch is what we know.
I was...
3.5 is this. iPhone 4.
I forgot. Every other phone in the world is bigger. I'm so sorry.
You were thinking it was like 9.7 inches?
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. 8-megapixel camera, same as in the 5. Slightly larger battery, which means better battery life. Mm-hmm. Backside illumination. Don't know what that is.
Flash in the back?
Yeah. Wouldn't they say flash? Hybrid IR filter.
No, Apple's not allowed to say flash.
Apple can't say flash? Oh, because of Adobe. New FaceTime HD camera on the front side. Improved front-facing camera. Supports all the camera features of iOS 7. Better low-light performance.
36 chip.
That's good. 1.9 micron pixels. You know, HTC One's touting its 2 micron pixels. Mm-hmm. So this should be a good low light.
Right. Well, that's smart with them.
Are they saying this is the same backlit as the backside illuminated sensors in the iPhone 5?
They haven't said yet. Is that a good one, Scott Bourne?
Yeah, because when you backside illuminate, what that does is that gives you much better low. Now stop it. When you gives you better low light performance.
He said backside.
He said backside. I'm an 8 year old. I'm sorry. 16 gig, $99 with contract. But ladies and gentlemen, let's see the price without. 32 gig, $199 with contract. This is going to be replacing the 4 and 4S inexpensive choices. They want to get everybody on the modern platform.
Right.
They don't want people to still have 4s and 4Ss. What is the off contract? The prepaid price is the one we need to see. Six colors of cases, $29 for the cases. We think customers will get more than one, says Phil Schiller. We hope.
They have to accessorize.
We hope. Environmentally friendly construction.
I mean, they're bold cases.
More
give
LTE
them that. Band.
So this really is a world phone. They're
yeah.
It's like
a game of Connect Four.
I really want to see what the prepaid phone, the off contract price is.
That's interesting. It's sRGB standard, which is an ICC profile that works on the web and all displays, so that's kind of cool that they've got it profiled.
That's you have a choice, of course, with Lightroom and other programs to choose Adobe RGB or sRGB. But I seem to remember you always saying stick with sRGB.
Well, if you're going to a screen, sRGB is the way to go because the RGB 98 is too wide a color gamut.
Yeah, it's a smaller gamut, easier to do, but a standard. And I think it is interesting they're pointing that out, isn't it? They're really.
I think they're getting more photocentric, which is very interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's always been a differentiator for the iPhone. It really, for a long time they owned that, market. It's been more competitive since Nokia's 1020 and HTC One, but
still the most popular camera.
I saw the ad too.
Johnny Ive, iPhone 5C is beautifully, unapologetically plastic.
We love polycarbonate. We didn't like it, but now we do.
We are unapologetically plastic.
We are plastic.
We will not apologize.
The phone
for
has to express
strange
itself
cases
in a way that you express your life. Are you making him jiggle so it looks like he's talking? Nice creative. We could do the clutch cargo lips. I think we have the capability here. No off-contract price announced. That bodes poorly, frankly.
Oh, that's going to fly in Berlin and Tokyo.
$100 at least.
Well, if it's $100 for the 16 gig version, and $200 for the 32 gig version, I have to think it's very close to
$350, $450.
Well, at least, right?
And that's counter to what, $600-$700 for the.
Right, $650 and $700, something like that. Yeah. I can't remember the exact prices. But that's important because if it's plastic, it fits your life.
I just had a great notion. It's unfortunate that we can't do it, but I would love to hear Paul Harvey replay the entire keynote himself.
You're just egging me on. I know you, Scott Bourne. Hello, Americans. Stand by for plastic.
And God made an iPhone.
And God made the iPhone. $550. What? No, $650 for the 5 off contract, 32 gigs. If it's that much, that's not going to. That's the current one. So that's what's going to be interesting.
And Gadget backs up my Connect 4.
It does look like Connect 4, doesn't it?
Sort of.
Yeah.
I'm just not. It's very busy. I'm a little weirded out by it.
Oh, if we do a really tight close-up, you'll see the holes are round.
I guess it's just to make the most use of the fact that these colors are very
bright. They're showing off, and they want to show off the back, right?
But look at that.
I know.
That just looks very strange.
It's a design decision.
It looks like an old calculator.
I guess so. Well, iOS 7 is big and right? And I guess it's all supposed to work together.
It won't be the only case available. I mean, no. This is just Apple's saying this is one idea.
A lot of the color choices in iOS 7 make more sense now because they match
the contrasting case.
They match the exterior of the phone.
And, you know, I mean, remember Apple's last case was the bumper case.
Right.
I mean, we're not. The iWork iLife apps will be free for people buying a new device. So you won't get it as an upgrade if you have an existing device. You won't be able to go online and get it for free.
That's kind of cheap.
Yeah.
I would think a lot of people already have one.
That's how they do iLife, though. You have to buy a new Mac to get iLife for free. Otherwise, you pay for it.
Can you get a new phone? Can you put it on your iPad?
No, I would guess not.
I don't see this as being a world phone if they don't advertise an unlocked price.
Well, this is their chance to say it. They need to say it. And as I said, the kind of the benchmark people are looking for is $350 off contract. And they're not saying a price. They're moving on to the next phone. The iPhone 5.
I use an iPhone 5 in Europe with the chip.
Now we move to the iPhone 5S.
Uh-oh.
Let's pop the champagne.
If you're keeping score on your iPhone bingo card, 5S. That's 5S. iPhone 5 is the most forward-thinking phone we've ever created. Packed with incredible technologies.
I want Paul Harvey, please.
Packed with incredible technologies. And then God made the 5S. And this is what it looks like. And now a video is being played. Melting metal flowing, according to The Verge. Our show today brought to you, as always, by our good friends at Slingbox, creators of the best way to turn your iPad or iPhone into a portable television. The Slingbox 500, built-in Wi-Fi, HDMI connectivity, 1080p. You connect it to your home theater system. Then everything you can see at home, you can see on your iPad or your iPhone or your laptop. In high def, you can even wirelessly archive photos and videos and enjoy them on TV at home or wherever you go. Get your Slingbox today, Best Buy or Amazon, or check it out at slingbox.com/twit. Ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing champagne.
Yeah.
Pop the cork.
There we are.
Matched glass inlays. It's made of high-grade aluminum and chamfered edges. Gold, they're calling it gold, white and black. Gold-colored metal.
Oh, and space gray.
Really, they're saying space gray?
Space gray.
Where's the... Huh?
Silver, gold, and space gray.
Black is now space gray. Just so, please, if everybody didn't get the memo. Black is now space gray. Space gray is the new black.
Each one of these phones has been shot into space.
As we'd heard, that gold color, very easy, probably the easiest anodized metal to make. So a natural for Apple. And it does give you something to buy if you want people to know you have the new phone.
And it's classy.
It's classy.
Gold is classy.
Yeah.
If you want the lifestyles of the rich and famous, you want a gold phone. But
will they do the earbuds in gold, too?
They will. All right, the new A7 system on a chip. They're starting to talk about that. This is a very important part of the...
I don't think the gold's ugly. It looks more champagne.
No, I'll buy it. Yeah, I'll buy it. Champagne, you're right. You'll buy it, right, Scott? It'll match your Lamborghini.
I'm going to buy the new phone to test out. I don't know that I see myself going that way, but...
Interesting.
I'm more of a black phone kind of guy.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a 64-bit smartphone.
Is that new? It seems like it should always have been 64-bit.
They say it's new with the A7 chip.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or the screen shatters into 64 different pieces.
Apple will move the system forward in one day. PC World took years to make the 64-bit transition. So I didn't realize this, but I guess previous iPhones have been 32-bit. I'm not sure what the benefit is on a phone of a 64-bit. Generally, my understanding is of 64-bit on the desktop is it lets you access more RAM.
Mm-hmm.
Phones, of course, nowhere near the 4-gig limit of a 32-bit OS.
Game rendering?
2X general-purpose registers, 2X floating-point registers, 1 billion transistors. It is a much more sophisticated processor, although benchmarks that have leaked out on the Geekbench site and others show only, according to Clayton Morris, 31% improvement in speed.
Mm-hmm. Only 31%? That's a lot.
Well, in the past, we've always doubled, right? And now it's twice as fast as the old iPhone. This one's not.
They've always said it's twice as fast, but right. It wasn't.
Well, now they're saying it's a third as fast.
So Apple. Maybe it really is.
Apple's apps now 64-bit, but iOS 7 will run
it's 32-bit.
32 and 64-bit apps.
And Xcode supports it. So if you're developing an app, you merely recompile. And the benefits are huge, says Phil Schiller. They're twice as many bits.
The team that shoots the most baskets and hits them will win the game.
A7 is twice as fast, up to twice as fast as CPU tasks. This is counter to the benchmarks that leaked out prior.
Mm-hmm.
And up to twice as fast at graphics tasks. So they are saying double the speed as they have. And we'll see, of course, but they are claiming double the speed. Well, up to.
Chris, do you know if the GPU and the CPU sit together on those things?
I don't.
It's a system on a chip, which would... You know, that's really what the A7... Remember, A7 is an ARM architecture, probably mm-hmm. a Cortex with a GPU glommed onto it. I don't know which... Apple doesn't reveal, and no one really knows which GPU they use.
Because if the GPU is attached to that, the 64-bit could make a difference in rendering for images and stuff that relies on, you know, the graphics side.
Rene Ritchie's been talking for a long time about iOS 7 and the fact that they've included some fairly sophisticated things like particle engines, visual effects that will really benefit from improved graphics performance, might even, you know, require improved graphic performance. And that explains really why they want to get everybody on this platform. They want to get everybody using this chip because you could, yes, put iOS 7 on an iPhone 4, but performance is going to lag, or maybe they'll turn off graphic features.
Yeah, because we don't know exactly what kind of tricks they're pulling in iOS 7, right. And they may need that horsepower just to make it as fast
well,
as
things
iOS
like,
6.
And it's candy, but... Things like the moving background and so forth, the parallax in the background.
Yeah, and particularly when you when you're moving between apps and various layers, they've got that effect of the zooming in and out stuff that's got to pull.
Colonel Mustard is now on stage from Epic Games. Colonel Mustard on the stage with the wrench. He's the founder of Chair Entertainment. And off! Oh, my God. Infinity Blade.
There you go.
Okay. You may remember the last iPad announcement more than a year ago where they showed Infinity Blade, Dungeons, never released. Well, hey, don't forget that one.
Turns out we needed more power.
We'll see.
Infinity Blade 3. I don't know if this is Dungeons or something else. It is. It's Duke Nukem all over. No, it's not in a dungeon. We're outside again. We're outside. You play two characters. One is a thief. And he says each of the game's eight areas is as big or bigger than the entirety of Infinity Blade 1. That's not saying much. Infinity Blade 1 wasn't really a very large area. It was a castle.
Right. And the other is an accountant, which is kind of an odd twist.
A thief?
An accountant.
An accountant.
Yeah. Brings back the treasure.
Wouldn't that be the same thing most of the time?
He's slashing budgets instead of people. So it's very exciting. Each of the game, Colonel Mustard is saying 64-bit architecture so efficient, I did a double take. I prefer the spit take myself, but it's more comedic. But
But then the moisture sensors go off on the phone. And
poor Sarah, the last iPad today, I spit on her I did a couple of spit takes. I believe.
I apologize. And that's not a euphemism that you really did that. Hey, so look at the silver ring
Sarah,
around the home button. Photos. We haven't talked about it
yet. New.
But that's new.
That might be something
that's kind
going
of fun.
On there.
Yeah.
Is that a chamfered edge?
I don't know.
It's interesting they didn't mention the fingerprint reader, by the way.
Well, this is going to be their big,
They're pushing the game.
Yeah.
There's another thing you might really like.
One more thing?
Well,
OpenGL ES 3.0, depth of field blur and other features. These are all features that are taking advantage of the A7 as well as, of course, iOS 7. Mm-hmm. No accident, A7, iOS 7.
Right. Now they're showing a video of the accountant crunching numbers.
I feel that they were burnt so badly by Infinity Blade Dungeons that it is almost a mistake. It's begging to be mocked to bring the Infinity Blade guys back after they let them down once before.
Yeah, but in tech, we have memories about 2 days long.
I guess.
So nobody's going to
guess. I mean, Infinity Blade is a great game, and one and two are really, you know, they're iOS native. In other words, they're very touch-centric, and, you know, and they look great. But the lack of, you know, I mean, they made a big deal about the dungeons on the last iPad.
Yeah, I thought I just missed it.
No, they decided, they killed it.
Didn't happen.
They couldn't do it. I'd be interested to see if Colonel Mustard says, oh, look, we tried to do this on previous hardware. We couldn't. Now we can.
Ah, yeah.
That might be the slant to take on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's an Easter egg. Just call Siri and say, please.
Dungeons. Dungeons.
Four times the detail to this dragon.
Colonel Mustard says, we think this represents a sea change for our industry. I shouldn't call him that. But when your last name is Mustard, you got to be used to that, right?
Yeah.
His buddy, Lieutenant Ketchup. I don't know. If you work for a gaming company and your name is Mustard,
you're just asking for it.
You're just asking for it. Infinity Blade 3. Sorry.
See, this is the stuff that drives me crazy. I just want to know, when can we get it? How much is it going to cost?
I know. They do drag it out.
It's going to be available in the App Store alongside the new iPhone 5S.
Day and date, which that's big. And that's what they didn't do with Dungeons. They teased it, and then killed it.
And what about that little car thing those guys demoed last time? Where's that? Where are the little cars?
You remember that?
Yeah. I want the little cars.
They lined up all the things.
Oh, and then it didn't quite. I had forgotten that.
Was a WWDC. It was an idea. A new part called the M7 that works alongside the A7. Mm. This is interesting. This might answer your question about the GPU. Or maybe they're doing what Motorola did with the external, the X chips that provided DSP and so forth. Aha! There you go. It is exactly the same thing. It is an external motion coprocessor that continuously measures motion data without waking up the phone.
Okay.
Enables a new generation of health and fitness apps. That's no accident. But, of course, that drains battery if you don't have a separate chip to do this. And this is exactly what Motorola did on the newest Motorola phones, the X and the DNA.
Okay, so that does accelerometer, gyroscope,
but I think
compass.
Health and fitness solutions they're focusing on is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because that's, of course, leading up to a watch announcement of some kind. And I think a lot of speculation that the watch may at first merely be, you know, a fuel band. New Core Motion API identifies user movement optimizations based on contextual awareness. Nike Plus Move. This is very much what Motorola did with Moto X, and Apple obviously had this at the same time and must have been just biting their lips at last month's Motorola announcement. The M7 and GPS keep track of activities you take in part in throughout the day. So Nike's going to, with the Move, I think, is going to give you a new kind of logging feature.
Yeah, and Jason Snell made an interesting comment where he's talking about contextual stuff like, are you in a car? Are you sitting down? Are you in motion?
Right.
And if so, does that disable
elements? That's what the Moto X does. It knows where you are. Mm-hmm. It knows when you are sleeping. It knows when you're awake.
It knows if you're on a recumbent bicycle?
No.
Well, that would be nice.
None of these, by the way, work on a recumbent bicycle. I have a recumbent bicycle.
No, because that's how I exercise a lot. And I want to get the points.
Aren't moving.
Right.
I put my fuel band on my ankle.
I don't
want
to have to do that.
Well, it still doesn't work very well.
Maybe I'm
not. So let's talk battery life. 10 hours 3G talk time, 10 hours Wi-Fi browsing, 40 hours music, 250 hours standby. They say equal to or greater than the iPhone 5.
You know, it's funny. The Nike Plus Move app, which is a new app, sounds a lot like another third-party app called Moves, which I've reviewed before. Which is actually, it's pretty good about not counting time that you're in
and
a car.
It's interesting. Apple is still, of course, Apple's closely tied to Nike and has been for some time. And isn't Tim Cook on the Nike board? I believe he is.
Yes.
So no surprise there, but it does mean that Nike gets the benefit of this, not some Apple product. Mm-hmm. And they are fuel points they're measuring.
Let's talk about the new improved camera.
This is another breakthrough technology in the 5S. So remember, the 5C has the old 5 camera.
Yes.
5-element lens. Scott Bourne, weigh in if you hear anything that excites you.
I'd like 5 elements if they're coded.
F2.2.
That's a nice wide aperture.
Not the widest on the market, but wide enough. 15% larger sensor. That's important.
That is much more important in terms of gathering a good quality image with the low light.
New experience with their devices.
That's Craig Federighi on stage.
At what they have in store. It starts with the lock screen. It's so gorgeous with its edge-to-edge design.
This is early, way earlier. We already, this is at the beginning of the event, so we don't need to run this because we're well past this. But so where was that posted? Was somebody posting that?
Yeah, this is a I'm not exactly sure where.
This is typical. Actually, Apple's done this in the past. Companies like CNN and others have runners. They'll record the beginning of it and they'll run it out, and and Apple allows them to play it after the fact. So that's what we can expect, is these bits coming out of Apple, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes later.
Okay, sensor pixels. Not pickles.
Sensor pickles are
1.5 microns in size.
That's interesting.
Larger than iPhone 5.
1.5.
The larger the sensor pixel, the larger, the better its ability to gather light.
And of course, 2 microns is the size that HTC was touting with the HTC One. I thought we saw a slide that said 1.9 microns on the 5C. So I tell you what's going on here. We're going to have more megapixels. This is not going to be an 8-megapixel camera. This is going to be a 13, probably.
I hope not.
Okay, DSLR level autofocus. It takes multiple photos at once and picks the right one for you. A Samsung and HTC technology has been around. True Tone flash.
Okay.
I mean, the color balance flash to keep skin tones accurate.
That would be nice. Would that have to be? Could that be LED, Scott, or would it have to be a xenon flash?
It could be any flash, and they could just do basically color correction, color balance in the camera in real time.
Do it in software,
yeah.
When you launch the camera app, before you even take the picture, the camera's adjusting the exposure and other settings to take a better picture. Dual LED flash.
That's nice.
One cooler white and one a warmer.
Ah, that's how they're doing it.
That's
so they
how
have
they're doing
two
it.
Color flash, two colored LEDs, one cooler, one warmer. And then use the LED or even mix them in to match the environment. So he's saying specifically to match the color temperature of the environment, they're going to use these. Camera examines the scene in real time, chooses between 1,000 different colors to match the room. It's kind of like my Hue lights.
Oh. Although I'm going to kind of miss the flash where, you know, it's like you're attacking somebody in a dark alley and they're going...
Those are great pictures. Okay. You're watching live?
I primarily use mind read menus.
Yes, it's very handy for that. Once you get past 40, you guys will know this someday. You're older than 40, right? We gray hairs know it. Sarah doesn't. You need those little improvements to help the dark restaurants.
And the nicer the restaurant, the darker it is.
Yeah, that's right. And the less and the smaller the print on the menu.
Yep.
They're showing side-by-side images. You're watching live coverage of the Apple event from the town hall in Cupertino at the One Infinite Loop Apple campus. Apple's not streaming this to the U.S. They are streaming it to China, however, because that's a big market for them. Joining us in our coverage, Scott Bourne, the original iPhone fanatic.
That's me.
Chris Breen from MacWorld.com, the Mac Daddy, Mac 911 column. Yeah. Sarah Lane, of course, from TNT.
And a variety of Apple-based programming here on
Twitter. We should mention that. iPad today and i5 for the iPhone. She is our iOS expert.
I love it when people say, you just seem really like an Apple fangirl. And it's like, it's a big part of my livelihood, actually.
Between cats and Apple, that's pretty much 90% of your
life.
It's
okay. Yeah. Fruit
and felines. You know what? That'd be a good idea for a show. The Fruit and Feline Show, starring Sarah
Lane.
You
think so? Yeah. I'd watch it.
There's already 12 billion cat pictures on Flipgrid. I think it's covered.
There's a burst mode. You hold the shutter button down. It will take photos continuously, 10 frames per second. You used to have to go into the camera roll and search through those photos, but now something else happens.
Throws them all out. Lets you know, you just took 20 shots and they were all terrible.
It actually does that. It does a best shot analysis. Yeah. Most of the other Android phones now do that. It analyzes them in real time, presents what it thinks the best one is.
How many megapixels?
It's got to be more, otherwise the pixel size would be bigger.
Slow-mo.
It'd be so great.
Slow-mo. We knew that. That was in the code strings on iOS 7. We expected this. Also something, 120 frames per second slow-mo.
We didn't necessarily expect this in iOS 7. It could be something that was...
Well, the strings were in iOS 7, so we thought the hardware would probably...
But sometimes they don't get turned on right. In the next gen.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Fingerprint sensor might be an example of that. We'll see. Slow-mo is nice, but again, something that is in most of the modern high-end Android and Windows phone cameras.
Yeah, so 720p at 120 frames per second.
This shows how important photography is really in the camera phone space. And Apple,
I wonder
has
how Vine will change with a bunch of 6-second slow-mo videos.
You can't show much
can't
in six
wait.
Seconds. You can't show much. That's people forget that when you do a slow-mo, it's twice as long. It takes twice as long for anything to happen. Normal video is 1080p at 30 frames per second. The iPhone captures 720p at 4x, 120 frames per second. So it's four
times. That's kind of cool. You can take a video and then decide which part of it you want in slow-mo. Like if somebody's running and then jumping, you can kind of do a neat effect thing, and then it goes back to
that's
normal
nice.
Speed.
That's something you could do on iMovie on the desktop, but very nice to have that in the camera.
Yeah. Giving people creative editing tools that they never had before or they never casually had before.
The Verge says, The Verge, of course, iPhone fanatics there too, says the iPhone is still the smartphone camera to beat if these photos are representative. I don't know if that's strictly true. I think there's pretty stiff competition now in smartphone cameras. Galaxy S4 is excellent in bright light. The HTC One excellent in low light.
Man, that's a big squirrel.
Of course, how do you do
that's
that?
Scary big.
I
that's
like
a scary
that
big
one.
Global
is he
warming.
Showing
that's
depth of field?
Swirl over half dome.
Yeah, man.
That's a wild picture. I
Ansel
guess
Adams has been replaced. No longer moon over half dome.
Right.
Now it's
squirrel over half dome.
Squirrel consuming all of Yosemite.
Ours Technica says
just
that is
you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Exactly.
28 megapixel panorama shots they're showing off here.
You know I'm old. They need to hurry this thing up because I may not.
I got
make
a P too. I know what you mean, Scott. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, just tell us how many megapixels. This is the key for me.
Oh, now we're moving to security.
Oh, great.
They didn't tell us how many megapixels. That's the new EyeSight camera. They did not quote megapixels, as far as I know. It's very odd. They've left off pricing on the 5C. They've left off number of megapixels on the camera, even though they spent 20 minutes talking about it. Now we get to security. This is where, of course, a fingerprint reader. Will be shown off. Get ready.
Will this actually deter iPhone thefts, do you think?
I think that's really probably a lot of the point of this, not so much authentication. I expect they'll focus on that.
Yeah, and I think this is really just about opening markets. So
people
who need that kind of security, now that market's open. So IP people, government. Secret spies.
The most common way, says Phil Schiller, to secure your phone is a passcode. This is something you can do dozens of times a day. Here's the passcode.
Yeah, that one swipe wears me out.
Yeah. I actually don't, on Android phones, I use a pattern, which is less secure than a passcode, but is a lot easier. You can do it in... yep, they're announcing Touch ID, a fingerprint sensor. He says about half of smartphone customers, because of the inconvenience, don't set up a passcode.
Right.
Passcode is required to encrypt the contents of your phone. I think increasingly people want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It reads your fingerprint at, quote, an incredibly detailed level. It is a touch capacitive sensor. Remember, Apple bought Authentec, a company that made these sensors.
Also a labyrinth.
It is. It's a maze. Solve the maze, win a prize.
It's all about patterns on this.
500 pixels per inch resolution, 170 microns thin.
Cool.
It scans sub-epidermal skin layers. And whatever 360-degree readability means, I guess you could rotate your thumb.
Yeah, you can
put your thumb on it any old way you want. I think this is obviously going to be in the home button, judging by that image.
Yeah, put it right into the home button.
They say so, yep. So this, you know, it's unfortunate.
Any orientation, too, which is nice.
That's important.
Yeah.
Because if you had to get it exactly right each time, that's going to be a problem.
What if you cut yourself?
There's a stainless steel detection ring around it. That explains the ring you spotted. Yeah. So laser cut sapphire crystal, as we expected, to preserve its integrity. A detection ring, touch ID sensor, and a tactile switch all in the home button. So I guess the steel detection ring says, ah, here comes a thumb. Fires up the touch ID sensor.
Interesting.
Sapphire crystal definitely needed. Thumbprint sensors notoriously, wear out.
And this
iOS
is why
7.
Canada will never get this phone because
this is munitions grade secure. Oh, okay. Yeah. iOS 7 will teach the 5S about your fingerprint. Just touch the button to unlock your phone. You can also use it to make iTunes purchases. This is the key. So they are going to use it for authentication, music, books, everything in Apple's stores.
That's
so you can walk into Apple stores and just sort of wave your hand over a product and say, oops, you bought that.
I really do love that in the App Store.
So they are going for both. They're going for protect your phone, but they're also going for, very important, the authentication side of it.
So does this mean people will steal your iPhone and cut off your finger now?
I don't think so. Most of these can tell whether it is a live or a dead thumb. And now Johnny Ive in an unprecedented second video of the keynote. Johnny's definitely important to the to everything.
Saying that I want a new app and then just going like this rather than entering my complicated password.
If it works reliably,
makes my life so much better.
Marvy. And by the way, notice you have a choice of using your thumbprint or entering the password.
Right.
So that's of course going to be there.
Your anti-thumb.
Yeah.
That's okay.
If you're Canadian. And wearing gloves.
Or Russian or from...
Yeah, or anywhere north
anywhere
of the 49th
cold,
parallel.
Yeah, pulling it out.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's pretty. You know, I like the chamfered silver ring, the detection ring.
It looks nice.
It's pretty. Mm-hmm.
What if you don't have thumbs? SOL?
Nose smudge?
Toe prints.
Well, I imagine you could use any finger, right? Yeah. What does it
choose
care?
The finger of your choice?
What does it care? Yeah. Mm. Thumb's easiest because you're holding it that way.
That's your natural way to touch this button and start it up.
Good point. Thieves need to be informed that dead thumbs don't work to avoid unnecessary removal of thumbs.
Thumbs, yeah.
So any thief that's watching, it isn't going to work. Don't cut off the thumbs. It's not necessary.
PSA, pass it on.
Found the dumpster today.
This may be it, by the way. They seem to be winding up.
Could it be an hour-long event?
Multiple fingerprints can be handled. That's good. You can have multiple users. Or multiple fingers. You could have somebody else's finger, you know.
I'm bored today. I'll use my middle finger.
I'm mad.
Well, it's nice that you can have both thumbs. I mean, I think we're all kind of ambidextrous when it comes to the iPhone. Yeah.
Sensor maps individual details in your fingerprint ridges to make sure that only you get into your phone.
Well, how much trouble would they be in if this thing didn't work 100%?
Well, it won't. Now, so that's why they have you, as an option, enter a passcode. I don't know of any fingerprint reader that is 100% effective.
As long as it doesn't open the phone for the wrong print.
That's
it's
I'm
better
talking.
If it's conservative.
And so that's what you do, exactly. Yeah. You make sure that you don't, you might have some false negatives, but you don't want false positives.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Sarah's point. If this thing doesn't work and like Joe Blow can open your phone by mistake, oh, you're in trouble.
That's right. Which means they'll err on the side of failure.
Right.
Yeah.
Which may turn into, in a week, everyone says, these fingerprints, others don't work.
Very important. A lot of privacy concerns about whether Apple would store your fingerprints. They say specifically it does not. It is only on the A7 and only decryptable via the Touch ID software, and it does not go to iCloud. So your fingerprint will not be backed up. And that was a concern a lot of people had, that Apple was going to create a database of fingerprints.
What are you going to do when you go to sell this on Gazelle?
I'm sure you can wipe it, right?
Yeah.
Sure you can wipe
it. You would hope so.
Yeah, of course you can. So I guess, though, some of the most paranoid might say, well, do you trust Apple not to upload those? Apple's made mistakes in the past. And, impressions we're getting lately is that the NSA has subverted a number of large corporations with closed-source software. You never know exactly what the software is doing. So.
Right.
There will be those who say, well, Apple says they're not collecting fingerprints, but wouldn't it be handy for the NSA if it just accidentally got all the fingerprints?
I figure the NSA already has so much material.
They don't need more.
Who cares?
I figure the NSA can take the fingerprints off the phone if they want them, whether Apple gives them to them or not.
Yeah, they'll just come 16 to your house gig, and take your fingerprints.
Again, this is they're going to do the contract prices, 16 gig, $199. This is exactly as before, and typically how Apple does it, they improve features without increasing price.
Right.
32 gig, $299, 64 gig, $399. That is, by the way, a kind of a ridiculous premium for the current prices of flash memory.
Mm-hmm.
New leather cases coming in five colors, each $39. Apple is not going to leave this accessory market behind again. They realize they missed out.
Right.
This is a huge profit center. Why should... Griffin and all the other companies make money.
Oddly, I was kind of expecting them to like glue the little holes they took off the 5S case or 5C case and stick them on this case.
Yeah, what do they do with those extra holes?
Well, they melt them down and they make them.
Oh, they make new cases. Yeah. Oh, okay, good. Also, environmentally friendly product red case, $39 as well. I think a red case would be nice.
Yeah, all these colors are kind of
How many iOS devices do you have?
All of them.
I brought my iPhone. I was hoping that we would get iOS 7, but once again, if you're just tuning in, September 18th will be the push date, which means I think probably these phones will be available September 18th as well. So we have the 5C, which is essentially a 5 with a polycarbonate colored case, five colors available. Pre-orders start September 13th for the 5C. The 5S, which features a new, faster processor, the A7 processor, and a fingerprint reader.
The 4S is now free, 8-gigabyte version.
Oh, they're going to continue to offer the 4S. Well, there you go. I was wrong. I thought this 5C would mean they could eliminate these older phones, but apparently they're not going to.
Pre-order Friday.
Both available for purchase on September 20th in the U.S., Australia, Canada, China, France, Germany, Japan, Singapore, and the U.K. September 20th is the date you can buy this, and I'll be in Italy, the one country you can't buy it.
Where will you be in Italy?
Venezia. And then on the 21st...
Come up and see me in Monza.
Oh, you're going to be in Italy, too.
I have a house there
now. Are you buying a Ferrari in Monza?
I own a Ferrari.
I thought you might.
Have you ever been to Monza?
I haven't.
You should come north. I live there 3 months a year now.
I didn't know that. Scott will be visiting you soon.
Everyone.
Autodromo Nazionale Monza.
Oh, how fun. Is that where you drive your Ferrari?
No, I drive my Porsche there. That doesn't make any sense, I know.
Makes no sense at all. In Japan, they'll be launching with NTT Docomo for the first time.
That was rumored.
By December, 100 countries, 270 characters.
Carriers.
I think that's a typo. That must be carriers. Okay. yes, it does say carriers.
So when they sell it to China, does it have to come to America and back to China?
Yeah. What was it that Conan O'Brien says? The best gifts are always those made by your kids.
Did they mention if it was coming to China Mobile?
They didn't, and that was a big speculation.
The 5C, anyway.
They've never been able to get the breakthrough with China Mobile.
Which is the largest carrier, 700 million subscribers. That's
If they got it, they'd announce it. I would expect that.
And yeah, their bond to China was this is the first time an iPhone has been released there officially. On the same date as everyone else.
Yeah.
That means the Chinese people won't be coming to the Apple store in San Francisco and saying, 500 iPhones, please.
Yeah, the gray market there, a black market there, is quite brisk.
Do you have any idea what your old Mustang would bring in China? I can tell you a lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Five times what it's worth here.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Can I get it on a boat now?
Nope. It's not legal. But I'm just telling you, if you got it.
Oh, it's not legal.
That's why it's worth five times more. But I am glad to see that you got the A8. It's a nice car. Did you get the L?
I did.
Thank you.
The gas mileage does it get?
No, it's not bad. It's actually 25 highway, 19 city, something like that. It's not bad. What's your Mercedes get?
It's a little bit better.
But you're on the highway all the time.
Yeah. I'm probably about, I think it's like 29 highway.
No NFC. Somebody's pointing out in the chat room. That's true. No iWatch either. And a guy in a fishing cap.
With AirDrop, you kind of don't need NFC if you're talking to other people with iPhone.
There's a Greek sailor, and he's got an iPhone. Why that picture? Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. There are ads. These are ads. There's commercials for the new iPhones showing their global appeal. So there you have it. iOS 7 available on iPhone 4 and up, iPad mini, iPad 3 and up, right? Or iPad 2?
iPad 2.
iPad 2 and up. September 18th, you'll be able to download it as an upgrade. September 20th, you'll be able to pick up your new iPhone 5C or 5S, the 5C. A little, but not a lot less expensive.
Right.
We've only seen the on-contract prices, carbonite back, multicolor. But the real new features, of course, are in the 5S. This will feature a fingerprint reader, as we thought. New color, too. Gold, as we thought. In fact, there were no surprises at all in the announcements.
Looks like they are going back to music.
We hope you love these new products as much as we love creating them. The kind of become now classic tagline. So proud of the team's work. Music. They're going to bring out, John Mayer or Kanye West. Who else has sung at Apple events?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters was the last one.
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
We sat right in front of him.
Yeah. Sarah McLachlan was there.
What are they talking about?
They have a guest.
They've got a band.
Ladies and gentlemen,
iTunes Radio.
The body of work spans three decades, 29 albums, one of the best singer-songwriters of our time.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Tom Jones. I don't know.
It's not
Elvis Costello.
Grammy Award winner, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee.
Elvis Costello.
Is it really Elvis?
Yeah.
That's what I see.
That's awesome.
That's great.
That actually is great. Ashley Tisdale, ladies and gentlemen. No, Elvis Costello.
Well, Elvis Costello is a great singer.
I love Elvis. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
The angels want to buy my red shoes.
Yeah. No, I want to be there right now.
My aim is true. No mention, of course, of any other products besides the iPhone today. No iPad mentions. No OS X Mavericks. Of course, no Mac Pro, much to Scott Bourne's chagrin. But there you have it. But the only surprise at all, the Apple claim of 2X performance graphics and CPU on the A7 chip. That's counter to the only rumor we saw.
Right.
Clayton Morris saying 31% improvement.
Well, we'll benchmark it and find out.
Yeah.
Battery life, fairly comparable, it seems, to the iPhone 5. Maybe a longer standby time than usual. I do think it's interesting they have that secondary processing chip to watch motion without waking up the phone. That's pointing towards a future Apple device, I think, like an iWatch. They have to find artists that can perform by themselves. That's really the key. They don't want to pay for a band.
Yeah, well, were you at the Kanye West one?
Yeah.
That was weird. I mean, it was just weird.
Yeah.
He was
by himself with a track.
Fine, but, there's sort of Kanye West out there, and Al Gore's kind of sitting in the front.
Yeah. Yeah. Kanye, at least to his credit, this was in his college era, so he's wearing the V-neck sweater. He looked not so urban as...
Yeah, but it was still just...
Scary.
It was not
Didn't
the
scare.
Crowd for his,
no.
And like midday. It was,
yeah.
Okay, so he's doing a Nick Lowe tune.
What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding?
Love that song.
Great tune.
Love that song. Interesting he's doing a Nick Lowe tune, though. Elvis Costello, one of the great singer-songwriters of our time.
But he's owns that tune now, so people think that's his tune. But it's,
apparently he's doing Veronica. Nice. Her name was Veronica. The song that Veronica Belmont really doesn't like.
She doesn't?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Every time I've sung it to her or...
Really?
It might like just be your voice.
It could be you, Leah.
Well, you know what it is, you know, the Sarah songs I'm not crazy about either.
Sarah just, Smiles? No.
Well, that one sucks because they spelled her name wrong.
Oh, well.
So, yeah.
No H is just bizarre.
It's just, why would you do that to yourself?
So strange.
Hey, Leo, I really enjoyed being on, but unfortunately we are in the middle of the worst thunderstorm in Las Vegas's history, and my lights are flickering, and I think my power is going to go out, so I want to say goodbye before it does.
So great to have you. Scott Bourne, photofocus.com. He's still doing it, and he's the best. His photography is brilliant, and he's a great teacher. What's the name of the series, iBook series, that you're doing?
Just look up my name with Rich Harrington. We've had a couple of number one, number two books there on the iBook store. We're doing one book on HDR and one book for beginners that shows you just how to do exposure and that kind of stuff. And my book Going Pro is with Random House is out there.
Awesome.
And I got another book coming, but it doesn't matter because I'm retiring pretty soon. And I want to see you in Italy, Rick. I want to race your Audi on the track.
I'm bringing the Mustang on its way to China. What are you talking about?
Okay. It's just to quickly say, it's been the highlight of my life to ever be associated with you, Leo. I'm glad to be on the show. The only thing I missed today was Dvorak telling me the iPhone will never work.
Scott Bourne, everybody. Thank you so much, Scott, for being here. We really appreciate it. It's great to see you again, old friend. Take care.
See you.
I'll see you in Italy. The details now on Apple's store, iPhone 5C. Pre-order your iPhone 5C beginning September 13th from $99. iPhone 5S, pre-order's not available. You can order it beginning September 20th. So that means order it and I presume buy it at the same time.
Yeah.
New cases, make your iPhone your own. This is very much a response to the Moto X. Very, very interesting. Let's take a look at some of the specs. This was an iPhone announcement and nothing but. No reference to anything else except Infinity Blade 3, which will, they swear, be available the day the iPhone ships. Apple Store is notably slow right now. I think a lot of people going in there seeing if they can order. You cannot. It looks like the off-contract price on the 5... Is that a web design guy? Is that the off-contract price on the 5S? I'd like to know what that is.
Apple never
mentioned that.
There's
the melted gold metal.
Here's the T-Mobile prices for unlocking the contract on the 5S.
Wow, that is awfully expensive. The 5S unlocked and contract free, 16 gigabytes, $650, exactly the same as the 5C.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you buy a 5S if it's less for more or the same?
You mean 5C?
This is the 5S.
We're already confused by this naming
convention. No, this is T-Mobile's quoting the same price for the 5S. Is that right? What's this? That's the contract price.
These are the contract prices. So down here is the
T-Mobile the only contract-free prices Apple's showing are the T-Mobile prices, and it is a shocking $650 for 16 gig 5S.
5S.
That's 5S, sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the 5C? Are they quoting?
I don't think they're quoting that one.
Okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. All right. The C's and the S's are confusing.
I'm not able to choose anything.
$549 for the 16.
$100 less for...
And $649 for the 30.
So they didn't make the benchmark analysts were expecting. They said if you could get it down to $350, you could sell an awful lot of them in China and around the world. But no, it's going to be $549 for the 16 gigabyte off contract. 5C. The C does not stand for cheap. $649 for 32 gigabytes. This is contract unlocked and contract free. T-Mobile. If you buy an iPhone for T-Mobile, it'll arrive with a nano SIM card already installed that you can activate by visiting an Apple store or T-Mobile store. They are offering them on AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon as well. So all four carriers in the U.S. You're watching breaking news coverage, which is about to wrap up. I think that's it of the iPhone announcement, the fall 2013 announcement, brought to you by our great friends at Slingbox, who sponsor all of our breaking news coverage. We really appreciate it. Slingbox, a great choice if you use an iPhone or an iPad. In fact, if you use almost anything, it makes your home TV system available over the internet, password protected, so you can watch it in high def. You can control your DVR. You can change channels. You can do anything you could do, really, when you're at home, but you can do it on the road, at the game, or at the DMV waiting in line, or, you know, you just walk off. You want to stir the spaghetti sauce, take your iPad with you, continue to watch. The Slingbox 500, built-in Wi-Fi, HDMI connectivity, 1080p, available right now at Best Buy or Amazon, and you can even wirelessly now archive your photos and videos and enjoy them on your TV at home or wherever you go with just truly amazing video quality. Slingbox.com/twit, or go to Best Buy or Amazon. Thank you, Slingbox, for your support. Thank you for joining us. Once again, to recap, two new iPhones, almost exactly as predicted. An iPhone 5C available for pre-order September 13th. An iPhone 5S available September 20th. The price differential, not much, just $100 off contract. Same prices on contract as one would expect.
Mm-hmm.
The fingerprint reader in the 5S, new chip, the A7 chip, plus an M7
right.
support chip, which does low-power observation of the gyroscope and the accelerometers in the phone, useful for, they say, monitoring movement. There will be a new, apparently, Nike app to go along with that, the Move app. Gold colors to add to the, what do they call it, space gray?
Space gray.
Space gray, a.k.a. black. And white iPhone 5S's. The 5C's will come in five colors, white, red, yellow, blue, and green. They will have cases that complement the iPhone 5C. Anything
That's
else?
It's interesting. Oh, swoopy camera. Not being able to pre-order until the day that the 5S comes out means lines at the Apple stores again for people who want it day of.
One has to wonder if that's not the plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
The lack
Let's
of
get
lines.
The momentum back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right. That's a very good point. The Touch ID fingerprint sensor is a capacitive touch sensor built into the home button on the new iPhone 5S. It is orientation independent,
mm-hmm.
can use multiple fingers if you wish. It is sapphire protected. It will allow you to both unlock the phone and, I think importantly, approve purchases from iTunes or the App Store, which seems to me a first step towards making Passbook more of a useful tool.
Yeah.
And perhaps even enabling commerce. No NFC chip, but I think Apple's really pretty much signaled they're not going to do NFC, that they're not going to get behind NFC.
Well, that's typical of Apple, that they want to forge their own path ahead. So rather than take that existing technology, just say, no, we have a better idea, right. and we're going to do it this way, and it's going to happen with your...
They may be missing the boat on this one. Yeah. NFC seems to be gaining a little bit of traction. New EyeSight camera, 15% larger sensor in the 5S. I think the 5C pretty much has the old 5 camera.
Yeah.
So we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
F2.2 aperture, which is a faster, which means better low light performance. The True Tone flash is interesting. Dual LEDs, one cooler, one warmer, mixing up to 1,000 different color tones depending on the room's ambient light. Burst mode, up to 10 frames a second. Slow motion video, up to 4x. A front facing EyeSight camera, 8 megapixels, which is pretty darn good. In fact, it sounds like the iPhone 5 sensor is being put in the front,
mm-hmm.
and the 5S sensor in the back. More LTE bands than ever. This would be expected. This, of course, means it's a true international phone. In fact, Apple promises it in 100 countries by the end of the year. But they are going to get it pretty much everywhere, all the big markets, including Canada, the U.S., China, Germany, by September 20th at day and date. I think that's it. Anything else to add? Sarah Lane, what are your thoughts?
Well, I can't say I'm not a tiny bit disappointed that we didn't get a crazy iWatch or a new Apple TV. I was sort of hoping for a little rogue in there, but I didn't really expect to see one. I think that the iPhone 5S looks great. That 5C is not something I feel I need because I would basically just be buying one for a color.
Yeah, you already have an iPhone 5.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'll be getting myself a gold iPhone 5S, which really is just a white iPhone with a little bit of a gold hint around the edges. And it's not going to look any different from the front, so it'll just, I don't know, what do you get? Bragging rights that you got one of the new iPhones. But I'm excited to try out the camera. The iPhone camera is pretty much the only camera I use multiple times on a daily basis. So the better the sensor, the pixel size, the happier I am, and the better our pictures will look. And yeah, you know, there really weren't any surprises here, were there?
Chris Breen?
No surprises at all. I think we, now that we have so many devices being made in China, it's almost impossible to hold down the leaks. Plus, people can get into the developers program for $99, so people are leaking iOS 7 all over the place. So I think it's tough for Apple to keep any kind of secret. If there had been some kind of new Apple TV, we would have seen hints of it. I'm happy because of the 5C. It's time for my daughter to get a phone, and this will be her first phone. And $99 for a 16-gigabyte phone is great. I'll just add it to my AT&T contract. She'll be thrilled with it, and her friends will be jealous. And really, that's what it's all about.
Maybe the 5C is more, as much in the U.S. anyway for kids as anything else.
Yeah, she's not going to care about fingerprints and cool cameras.
You know, there are two takeaways for me that were unexpected. One is the price on the 5C is not as low as people had hoped it would be. A mere $100 less expensive than the 5S. It makes sense from Apple's point of view. Add $100, you get a fingerprint reader, a much, much better camera, much faster processor. The other takeaway for me, which I think is the one thing that, you know, people maybe take heart from, is this new M7 processor, which we didn't know about. We hadn't been leaked in the iPhone 5S. Which really, to me, points the way toward next year's iWatch release, that Apple is starting to focus on this idea of monitoring movement, monitoring health. And I think that, to me, is the best indication yet that Apple's serious about an iWatch. We thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to Sarah Lane. You can catch her on i5 for the iPhone, iPad today, and, of course, TNT every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m.
Yeah, the social are on Fridays as well.
Almost forgot. You do a lot of shows.
I know.
Must be exhausted.
Somebody needs a ring.
Just got one. Calm down.
Well, I just trying to see if you forgot.
Chris Breen, you deserve a raise too. Always, oh, cool. Always great to have you. The Mac Daddy from MacWorld.com, the Mac 911 column, and the hair of Breen on the Twitter, as well as the body of Breen.
Body of Breen, yes, and ChrisBreen.com for blogging goodness.
Yeah, do go there because now he's putting up music, which is great. See your band perform and
listen
to your tunes.
It's fun.
Yeah. Practically the Elvis Costello of Northern California.
Well, you know, Elvis has got some work to do in the hair department. But,
he wears a hat.
He wears a hat. Yeah, I mean,
we don't know what's under there. I think he's bald. Thank you for joining us. Breaking news brought to you, as always, by our good friends at Slingbox. Thank you, Slingbox. Try it out. Slingbox.com/Twitter at Amazon and Best Buy. I'm Leo Laporte. And we'll see you, I suspect, next month, because they didn't say anything at all about a Mac Pro.
I knew they wouldn't bundle the iPads and iPhones together. Too exciting to have them at different times.
When we get the word, we'll let you know what we're doing next month. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.